Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. I'm so happy to be here, so happy to be able to welcome you all aboard tonight with the rest of Blog Talk Radio. I'm so happy that this Monday night in Chicago, it's not raining, but it's a little cool. I'm asking for your patience on tonight. I thank God for being able to talk to you, because I put on my Facebook today, today I choose life. And I choose life according to the will, the way, and the word of God. I'm going to say Iron Sharpening Iron is an awesome international ministry that is a part of Smile 3E. We are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depends on where you're at and this global atmosphere. I'm your minister, Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. We will be your hosts for every Monday night ministry through web, Facebook Live, or just regular Blog Talk. On tonight, we have a minister that will be coming to us tonight. This woman of God is an awesome woman of God. She sent word in that she's running late. She will be hitting in as soon as she gets to a site where she's able to do the ministry. For those of you that need to remind anyone or like to tag someone to call in, please tell them to call in at 310-861-2354. Again, that's 310-861-2354. But right now, what we're going to do is, while we're waiting and giving God all the glory and the honor, we're going to acknowledge Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, which is the one that has been anointed to bring this program to you all through the vision that God has put in her heart. And we would like to thank Apostle Sandra Thomas as being our overseer. We would like to thank every other man and woman of God that is a part of this ministry, that is operating in this ministry with Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E, and every man and woman of God that will be coming along to become a part of this ministry. We are asking God for to keep this ministry international, to keep this ministry on your hearts and minds, to keep this ministry foremost up in your mind, that you will call in every Monday and every other night that we are on the service having ministry. We would like to say, God, I thank you. So at this time, I'm asking you all to pray along with me, to ask God to just heal, deliver, bring through, bring home, bring back, to just do what only God can do. I'm asking God to go into the hospital room and just touch my cousin, Beverly Seabury, that's up in the Wisconsin, Milwaukee area. I'm asking God to just touch on tonight because there is a call out for prayer warriors from her daughter and the rest of the family to just get together and touch and agree. God, you say for one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. God, we just touch and agree as a group, just bombarding heaven on Beverly's behalf. We some know as BAM. God, I'm just asking you to do only what you can do, God. Let your way, let your thoughts, let your will be done concerning this matter, concerning my cousin BAM. Her daughter said that she's in the hospital where they discovered a brain tumor. God, I'm asking you to just do what only you can do. Be the doctor. Be the anesthesiologist. Be whoever and whatever is needed right now, God, in this situation, God. I'm asking for anybody and everybody else that's on this line that is openly praying to you about some things, that has put things before you, God, that has laid things out on the table before you, God, that has just said, God, I know nobody but you, oh Lord, nobody but you, God, can bring this to pass, can bring me out, can bring me through, can bless me right here, right now. Nobody but you, oh God, no matter what the world say or what they say, God, but we notice what you say. You are our redeemer. You are our overcomer. You are our deliverer. God, we're just asking only you to do what you can do. We don't want to be like the fools in the street that gets up and say this and say that, but God, those that have the secret desires up before you, but are those that have only touched and agreed with a few or two, but God, we're asking you to show up and get the glory, get the honor, get the praise out of this thing, God. We're asking you to just be God. Put wise counsel in the ear, in the sight, in the mind, in the heart of the president of this world, God. Bring love and joy to the people in this world, that all the racism, whether it's within the same nationality or if it's one color against another color, one nationality against another nationality, or one nation against another nation, God, we're asking you to bring your people back to your people, because we're all supposed to be the people of God. God, I ask you to just be God in my life, be God in my family life, be God in my household, God. Be God over my entire being. Be God over my entire family. God, there's so much I would like to ask and so much that I would like to pray for, God. Don't blame it to my heart, God, but blame it to my head that I may not remember. But, God, you know what I want to ask you. I'm asking you to cover, like I said, possibly Lex Cecilia Kaiser. God, just bless her on tonight. Bless her job. Bless her going in. Bless her coming out, God. Because I know everything she do and every way she do it, God, is to please you. She asks you first of how to go about, which way you want her to go about it. She asks you to lead her steps. She asks you to guide her way. God, I'm asking you to do those same things concerning her life, her need, and everything that she has up before you. Bring her in safe. Take her back safe. Keep her as we're traveling around, God. And we ask you to cover our sons and our daughters and our life, people that's going to be traveling this holiday season, God. We ask you to take them to, through, and back. We ask you to cover them while they're at home, God, for there are so many. I talked with my son, oh, Lord. He said that a friend, a fourth friend of his this year so far, coming home to visit from the Army, the Navy, school, or whatever, he said they never made it back. Once they got home, it was short, and God, we just ask you to just cover our loved ones, cover ourselves, God. Cover us, God. In Jesus' name, these things is so. Amen. So we're going to just trust that the woman of God is in place. I'm going to introduce her to most of you all. You should know her. And if not, I'm going to introduce her to those of you all that don't. Dr. Serena Wright is our speaker for tonight. Dr. Wright, are you on the line as of yet? Okay, so she's not on the line as of yet. But what we're going to do, we're just going to keep on moving. Like I said earlier today, I put on my blog talk that I decided, I'm sorry, not blog talk, my Facebook posting. I put on my Facebook posting today that said, I choose life. I choose life according to the will, the way, and the word of God. I didn't choose it because so much someone said I should, even though that's how I was taught many, many years ago. But I chose that because I was taught that years ago, but today on my heart, in my heart, I said, God, I choose you. I choose life, and I choose to live it according to your will, your way. So I would like to say that to let you all know, by me releasing the line now, I released the line to a woman of God that said many years ago, God, I choose you. I choose you as my boyfriend. I choose you as my beau. I choose you as my lover. I choose you as my prayer partner. God, I choose you as my God. I would like to introduce you all to the woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright, who said God is her number one book. Dr. Wright, it's in your hands.
Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you all so much, and I appreciate this platform. I don't think there's ever too much to be said, because my Bible says that we should give honor to whom honor is due. And we do know that there are likely many platforms. There are sheep that are not even of our same fold, my Bible says. But we can still acknowledge and appreciate and honor that God has put before us. And we appreciate you and your diligence and your faithfulness to move the vision and the ministry forward, because the WWW in front of Blog Talk means the whole wide world is listening. And so that's a huge responsibility you've taken on, to ensure that the facilitation of the Word of God goes forward, so that those that listen, that those that partake, that those that are sharing have access that is unlimited and unhindered. And so we appreciate you for that, for allowing God to use you in that way, for being a willing vessel, because that's what he asked us to do, to be willing, to say, God, here I am, use my life as you will. I will die in you that you might live in the earth, and that anyone that sees me from this point forward would see the image of the Father, that would see his kindness and his compassion, his concern, his desire for us to do well. And so we just thank God for you sincerely, not just with words, but we thank God for you. We speak God's increase and his abundance. We speak the stretching out of him in you, hallelujah, that brings forth much and more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that God rewards those that would endure. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you, woman of God, that I am certain, after many circumstances, and that's only the few that I know about, that you could have well said, I am done. But I find you today moving forward in ministry, woman of God, and I appreciate you for that. I do. I don't think it's only because you are Apostle Lex Cecilia's sister, or because your sister Sheila called in. I believe it's because you decided that Jesus was actually Lord. And anytime I find a fellow yokeman that is standing and will not come down, I appreciate them and I honor them. And I appreciate Apostle Elect and Minister Brandon. We know just from watching the news that people could do a lot of things, but when they choose to take their time and their effort, their energy, their resources, and their giftings to serve God, to move the message of the kingdom forward, to advance his agenda, that we're all on the same side. And so we appreciate Apostle Elect for what she has done to establish the ministry, establish the voice that is speaking to the whole wide world, and for Minister Brandon and the young people that he has garnered under his anointing, under his gifting, under his wisdom. We are watching, Brandon, that don't think it's just us. If you listening to this now, or if you listen in the archives, let me tell you something. When I see these other young men saying that I look up to Brandon, Brandon is my mentor, I want to live like Brandon did, I want to graduate like Brandon did. Well, listen, that's saying a whole lot. And we're watching. Now, we're watching not just for you, but we're watching for the God in you to expand and be huge and be enormous and be gigantic and let the kingdom move through you so freely. We really are grateful for you, Minister Brandon. We speak God's peace upon you as you make the next decision concerning your life. We just will declare with you that you will approach those seasons with so much surrender and so much yielding that the only voice you hear is the voice that the sheep hear, and that's the voice of the shepherd. And so we just thank God for you. We speak God's increase and his abundance. We pray for you that everything you have asked God for, that he exceeds and does above and beyond even what you could think. And so we just are going to move right forward. You all already know that every time I get this opportunity, I make shameless plugs about the ministry where God honored me to birth me and train me and nurture me and chasten me and chastise me and show me that he loved me enough to correct me, where he groomed me and grew me and poured into me and imparted into me and transformed me. And so I'm always ready to let you know that the Fountain of Living Waters is still doing that exact same thing. I always give you all the opportunity, those that are on the far west coast, that if you head this way now, I can guarantee if you miss a few rest stops, you'll be here by Sunday, because the word of the Lord is just going forth there. It's the best place I know to hear it. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell the truth, especially on today, because I think everybody should feel that way about that ministry, because I definitely feel that way about the one that God has allowed me to grow and learn and stretch out in. And so I thank God for the Fountain of Living Waters. I thank God for Pastor Troy Thomas. We got a chance to say we appreciated him. People were invited, and friends of the ministry of the man of God came and celebrated him and told jokes about him, and we had just a good time in the Lord, appreciating and acknowledging Pastor Troy Thomas. And we are just so grateful for the Fountain and for our apostolic covering, Apostle Sandra Thomas, who is doing, like people often will ask just out of pure concern, how is she? And I always tell them she's the exact same way she's always been. She is the real terrorist of the kingdom of darkness. I think that that some that we have called terrorists have on costumes, because once the kingdom of darkness is aware of generals in the kingdom like Apostle Sandra Thomas, then they begin to move back, because they recognize that her stand is relentless, that her commitment to God is unyielding, and that's what she's imparting to those that have been nurtured and trained by her. So we thank God for her continually. That's what my Bible says. It says, I thank God for you continually. Hallelujah. I love that. It says, I thank God for you continually. And those of us that have partaken from the ministry that God grew and developed and planted in her belly, thank God for her continually. We know that God is doing exactly what he said, because he said it. We are not waiting on anything, because we are in the faith place, and the faith place is the now place. And so just stay tuned. I guarantee you, you don't want to miss what should be coming forth from the ministry. And so we are just excited about what God would call us to. We're learning to honor the gift, the anointing, the mantle, the place, the position. We're learning to appreciate and value what's valuable, to be transformed and renewed in our minds, so that the people that begin to see the people of God would begin to see his image and his likeness. And so with all that right in its rightful place, we are just going to share with you as the Spirit of the Lord would lead us. We have been sharing from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you would turn there with me, you all, I can just get kind of mesmerized and caught up in the expansiveness of a scripture and going back and forth and studying and reading and letting the word turn over in my heart until I have feasted sufficiently on it and have taken from it what God would have us to know. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, just as a backdrop, we will read verses 8 and 9. But in that chapter, this is Paul's letter, his second letter to the Corinthians, and he is explaining to the Corinthian church that he comes to them with nothing fancy, not with any of the accolades of who he has been, and he's not going to try to deceive them or trick them or be real slick or talk real high. He's not going to talk about himself. He's planning to tell them only about Jesus. And he was saying in this summation, in this letter, that he was confident that no matter what they did to him or what came his way, what his position in God would be. And so as I read that and then connected that over to when I began to look over in 1 Samuel 30 at David and David's recovery and him encouraging himself. And I began to ask God, because we were sharing over the month of October, and saying, God, why do you have us going from 2 Corinthians and then looking at this scripture and paralleling that to what is going on in the world and what is going on in North America and what is going on in some cities where we see devastation and where we see things that are so disheartening and so saddening? Why are you sharing, have us to share this, and why are you illuminating these particular scriptures in our heart? And so God began to talk to me about the winning attitude, about the winner's attitude. And so you will read with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. I'm sorry, let's start at 7. 7, 8, and 9. It says, we have a treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said, we're troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. And we're perplexed, we're not in despair, we're persecuted, but we're not forsaken, and we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. He goes on to say, because we just carry around with us death, and every time we hit a roadblock, we die, that the excellency of it would be and show up in you. He said, because if death works in me, then life will work in you. And so Paul begins to declare with such confidence that there is nothing that could happen to him that would deter him. There was nothing that could come upon him that would get him down, that even if they got him down, that he wouldn't be out. He said, we have the same spirit of faith that raised Jesus from the dead. So Paul is going on to say, how could it be that we could be down? We've got the message of the kingdom's establishment, and we get to bring it to you, which means we got it first. How could we be on the losing side? And so God had just had me studying and meditating and rehearsing it, because he said, they said they're troubled, but they're not distressed. They're perplexed, but they're not despairing. And don't you know, people of God, that when we look at what's going on today, that we've got to decide that even if trouble is there, it's not stress there. If I'm perplexed and confused, it doesn't make me desperate. Even if I get cast down, you can't destroy me. You can maybe put me low, but you can't get rid of me. He said, even if I get discouraged, I can encourage myself. But sometimes, people of God, what I've found is that the world is in despair, and so are we. The world is confused, and so is, and so are we. The world is troubled, and so are we. The world is distressed, and so are we. They're getting Xanax prescriptions filled, and so are we. And that is not to make light of what you may need in a particular troubling time. But what I'm saying is that we have access to the Word of God. We have the responsibility. We have the commission, and we have the permission to let the Word of God transform us, until even in the middle of our trials, we're nothing but confident. Even in the middle, in the midst of our situations, where we are completely perplexed, nothing's making sense, A's not going to B, then none of the alphabets are lining up, you've got the numbers mixed in with the letters, the shapes are mixed in with the numbers, but you are not desperate. You know that God has done what he already finished the work for, because he that has begun a work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. There is a place where we can be the confident church, we can be the victorious church, we can be the reigning church. Hallelujah. That is what we are called to be. It is not only that we can be, but that we are called to be. It is not only a cliche, but it is our position. It is who we are in him, that even in the midst of the worst unimaginable situation, we still have peace that passes understanding. I am convinced, people of God, that we are going to be identified by our love walk and by the glory glory and the confidence on our countenance as things get worse and worse. You are going to be able to identify the believer that knows that if I stay here, it'll bless you, but if I leave, it'll be a blessing to me, because to live would be Christ, but to die would be my own gain. We're going to be recognized by our ability to love the unlovable, be confident when we should be weakened, be cast down without being destroyed, be troubled without being distressed, be perplexed and never desperate. We're going to be able to be identified by our ability to encourage ourselves. They're going to come and say, well, how did you come out of it? You're going to say, because I encouraged myself in my God. We are a confident church. We are a victorious church. We are the winning church. We are a conquering church. Hallelujah. Why is this the time for this message? Because if you watch the news, if you watch politics, if you watch international policy, if you watch domestic war, domestic terrorism, if you watch any of the news channels, you'll get over in the desperate side. You'll go over to the forsaken side. God, why are you letting this happen? God, is this to destroy us? God, what are you saying? But let me tell you, people of God, we have the people that are called to be lights in dark places. We are those that are called to salt the bland earth. Why is the earth so bland? Because they're discouraged. They're desperate. They feel forsaken. They are lost. They don't know which way to turn. Medication's not working. Therapy's not penetrating. Hallelujah. But God has got a remnant. God has got a committed, sold out church that'll be ready. That'll be ready with the word of victory in our mouths, saying Jesus Christ is still Lord, that he is still the conquering king. There are many that'll be prepared to let people know that we win when we find ourselves in him. People of God, this is the church's finest hour. I'm telling you, the last few times that God has allowed me to share, he's allowed me to let the people know that this is the church's finest hour. We'd have an answer for the hope that lies down within us, because our God is the God of hope. Hallelujah. We are taking on our responsibility to transform our mind, to disconnect ourselves from the Babylonian system, from its accoutrements and its dainties. We are ready to move forward and advance the agenda of our King with a winner's attitude. That yes, you might be in a troubling situation, but let me tell you that God will bring you out, that God will bring you out with his mighty hand, that God is a savior. He didn't put you in a situation to bring you to utter destruction. Don't let your trouble turn to distress, my sister. Don't let your trouble turn to distress, my brother. He sees you and he knows you. God sees that son or that daughter. God sees that mother, that father. God knows that the infirmity is speaking loud, but he speaks louder. Don't let your trouble find you in distress. People of God, that's our place. That's our rightful place. That's our wonderful place. That's the glorious place when we have gone to the place of understanding. A scripture says, in all of your getting, it says wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom, but in all that you get understanding, because once we understand that we are the winning church, that we are a victorious church, that we are a conquering church, that we are the glorious church, then we're going to go about salting the earth. Then we're going to go about telling of his goodness, telling of his wonderfulness, telling of the God that gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to tell him how to have a win-win attitude. That there's a secular song. wrong, and I know I might make some of you all turn me off, but let me tell you something. The secular world knows all I do is win, no matter what. I'm telling you, he might know somebody down the street from him that knows Jesus, but he say all he does is win, no matter what. But let me tell you, he stole that position from the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because my Bible says if I'm troubled, I'm not stressed out. If I get confused, I'm not desperate. I don't have to compromise. I don't need to take a deal. I don't need a hookup. I might be confused, but I'm not desperate. He said, even if I get persecuted, God's not going to leave me. If you throw me down, you can't wipe me out. If all I do is win, no matter what. If I get discouraged, I'm going to encourage myself. I'll sit like David and say, why are you so cast down, oh my soul? Don't you know God is still on the throne? Don't you know he's still the high and lifted up one? Don't you know the mysteries are still in him? All resources are his. Everything that's ever been created, he created. Don't you know that all glory and honor is his, not just now, but forever? Don't you know? All I do is win. Let me tell you something. It's a winning church. It's a victorious church. God said he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. I don't believe that that God's going to let the distress of the world spot his church. No, we're going to rise up in faith. We're going to rise up in conquering. We're going to rise up in victory. We'll still be feeding the poor. We'll still be sharing our peace. We'll still be releasing the joy. That's how they're going to know it's us. We're going to love them enough to give them some of what we have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We get the opportunity at this time in North America. I'm not sure what's going on in Asia and Antarctica, but I know in North America that this is the church, the best time the church has ever seen in this particular region. Because let me tell you something, if there was not bad news, I don't think some news channels would broadcast, because it's nothing but evil and tempestuousness ready to castigate your mind and challenge you to think that God is not God. But let me tell you, he's still the one that raised Jesus from the dead, and that same spirit is dwelling down in us. We are the conquering church. It says, as a man thinks in his heart, we've got to get our heart thinking like this word, so that as they come and ask the prayer, and as they come with their real situations, I'm not talking about a church that'll be dismissive. I'm not talking about a church that'll lack compassion. I'm not talking about a church that is blind and deaf, but I'm talking about a glorious church. I'm talking about a church that knows that she's never forsaken. I'm talking about a church that can look at trouble without being stressed. I'm talking about an encouraged church. I'm talking about a peaceful church. I'm talking about the conquering church. I'm talking about a church that will rise up in her authority and say that Jesus Christ is still Lord, Lord of all, on heaven and on the earth. That's our position. That's the place we get to have in him. That's the place we get to live in. If we get over in him, we'll live and move and have our being in a victorious place, in a peaceful place, in a place with companionship and fellowship that'll rot down in us a peace that cannot be shaken. People of God, we get to serve the king that way. We get to declare the victory of the kingdom all throughout the earth. I didn't say all throughout the church on Sunday. I said all throughout the earth. I'm going to trust your church is really salty. Go ahead and shake some in the grocery store. Go ahead and shake it in your block. Go ahead and shake it at the community center. We are still the salt of the earth. Let me tell you, don't let anybody convince you that the salt has lost its favor. There are those of us that are still ready to salt the earth, that are ready to rise above, that are ready to encourage the troubled and soothe the mind of the perplexed and comfort those that have been persecuted and counsel those that have been cast down and share with the hopeless the hope that lies within us. We have got to position ourselves so strategically in the places that God has called us to, so that when the world looks on us, they see the conquering church. They see the non-spotted church. They see a church that's smooth as butter with no wrinkles. We have got to be that church. Let me tell you something. In the secular world, this is a very talented actress, won an Emmy nomination, and if I'm not mistaken, she may have actually won the Emmy encouraging this little girl in the movie by telling her she was kind and smart and important. Let me tell you something. Listen, we are the conquering church. Don't you know that we are going to be awarded, that we're going to be recognized? If the movie industry can recognize her for saying kind, smart, and important, don't you know the world will recognize you for being troubled and not distressed? She was the maid in the house, and she was encouraging those that were wealthy and affluent in the exterior. But don't you know that the church can look like it's behind but be way ahead? Don't you know that the world is going to look and recognize that you should be acknowledged and that you should be rewarded and that somebody should stand and clap their hands for you because they know what you're going through? They know the trouble in your situation, and they haven't seen you to the point of stress. They've seen people try to cast you down. They've seen the people try to count you out in the work environment, and they never seen you destroyed. Don't you know that God is going to mark his church, that will be marked by our ability to win? Hallelujah. To be a victorious church that won't only conquer but will more than conquer. That's our place. That's our position. That's our calling. It's for us to be salty. It's for us to be encouraged. It's for us to be uplifted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got to change how we're thinking about who we are in him. We've got to change how we're thinking about what it means to believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that very same faith is working down on the inside of us. We've got to meditate on the word. We've got to be transformed and made brand new in our minds, because this is the church's finest hour. There are people in your particular sphere of influence that are looking for the God of heaven. Hallelujah. They are looking for the immutable God. They are looking for the immeasurable God. They are looking for the I am that I am. They are looking for those that can live with trouble but not be distressed, that can encourage themselves and think, counsel with their souls and not be cast down. There are those in the world that are looking for us, because my Bible says the earth is moaning and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's us. That's us. How will they recognize us? The Bible says they'll know us by our love walk. How will they know our love walk? Because we love him and we believe him. Because we love him and we've taken his word in. We've taken our rightful positions, and we're willing to share that love with them. We're willing to share our hopefulness with them. We're willing to share our compassion with them. We're willing to share our kindness with them. That's how they're going to know. They're because we're willing to say, Just because you're cast down, let me tell you, he'll never forsake you. Because we're ready to give a testimony of who he is in the earth. Let me tell you, God has given us victory. He says all we do is win, 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 no matter what. He said no matter what they do, if they kill you, you would come and be with me. If you live, you will live in me. If you die, you'll come to see me. There's nothing they can do to you. Why would you fret the one that can kill the body? Just make sure you reverence the one that'll judge your soul. What can man do to me? Listen, people of God, we get the awesome position of the kingdom and the king's victory. We get the opportunity to be the winning church, to be the reigning church, to be that that moves and advances his agenda. Let us hear God today. Let us take up that responsibility. Let us take up that assignment. Let us go forward and be the church that he's calling for. Let us go forward and be found in faith. Let us go forward and be found in confidence. Let us go forward and be found in hopefulness. Let us go forward and be found in encouragement. Let us go forward. Let us take this word. Paul went back and he said in that same chapter, he says, knowing that he raised the Lord Jesus, he shall also raise us up and present us with you. He said, and we believe this, so we speak it. Hallelujah. Let us be that church. Let us be the mouthpiece of God in the earth. Those that are declaring that God has, that the kingdom has come and that God's will is being done on the earth just like it is in heaven. Fill our mouths, God, with that wins and overcomes. Fill our mouths, fill our hearts, fill our minds with the overcoming that is only known authentically in your kingdom. Fill us, God, to the wholeness of who we are in you, that no matter where we are, we declare our confident winning in the kingdom of the living God. We just thank God for what he is doing in and through us. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. Thank you, God, like the woman of God says, fill us, oh Lord. Fill us. Minister Brandon, I'm asking you if the lines are open so that people could call in and speak to the woman of God to encourage her on tonight, to tell her how her word has blessed us. Is the lines open, Minister Brandon?
Hold on, I'll get them open.
Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia. While we're waiting on the lines to be open, woman of God, I just want to tell you, you have blessed me on tonight. I thank you for coming on and just letting God have his way with you, just letting you minister to us and speak to us through the word of God, not what we wanted to say or what we wanted to hear or what we thought it said, but you read it to us. You gave it to us to read for ourselves so that we would know what the word of God says and how we could apply it to our lives. So are the lines open yet?
Yes, they are. The lines are open.
Okay, if anyone would like to join in on the conversation with the woman of God tonight, Dr. Serena Wright, please come on in and let her know how the word on tonight blessed you. Unmute your phone. Let's speak up.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser. I just want to say thank you to Dr. Serena Wright. That was so beautiful. That was so good. I mean, you really, as I say, you said a mouthful. I mean, you really hit the spot, and the knowledge that God has given you is such a good blessing. And I just want to say thank you for your word tonight. And may you forever have blessings in your life.
Thank you so much, Sister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would love to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
Well, this is Cecilia. I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Wright, for reminding us about wisdom, reminding us about understanding, reminding us that we are those walking epistles being read of men and that people are watching us, and many times on our jobs and even in our homes, we forget that people are watching us. In the grocery stores, people are watching us. Case in point was I was in my office on last week, and the IT guy came in to fix my phone. And so I had, you know, a few things on my desk that I had been looking at and that I had been meditating on, but he was supposed to be in there fixing my phone, but he said, he started giving me, like, extra things. Then he finally told me, he says, the reason that I gave you so much extra stuff, he says, I see that we're like-minded. He says, I see that you're a Christian. And it really blessed me because you never know. I never saw this man before, never had even heard of him. And just because of the presence of God in my life, there were some things that he showed me and that he did that would allow me to kind of be able to do my work more efficiently and even quicker because of some things I'll be able to fix myself now, and I won't have to wait for the IT team to come, which could be take forever. So you are so right. You never know, and it's not because you have some big cross on your neck or anything like that. You know, it was something as simple as, you know, the music softly playing, that if people don't really know the music, they won't know, because most people, Carrie Joby's music is usually played very softly in my office and you can't hear it, but the ear and the heart of a believer is so in tune to the things of God until, although it was playing so softly, he could hear it. And so they're listening, they're watching, and just thank you so much for reminding us of that, and also reminding us that sometimes, especially in America, people have turned their backs on God or have started just being very lackadaisical in their prayer life and lackadaisical in their meditation and spending time with God until these things that seem to be tragedies, and they are, and catastrophes, like Dr. Rice said, now there's prayer on television. There's visuals on television showing people united in prayer, showing people united even in the grieving of the losses. And so there is so many things that will be allowed because there's things that America needs to do to get back on our face before God. From the White House to the babes, to the people in their homes. I mean, how many people are teaching their children to pray? How many people are even teaching them the power in the name of Jesus, the power in the blood of Jesus? Just thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us that God can get our attention by and when things happen. Especially in America, we really got to get back to God for real. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia. Is there anyone else that would like to speak up or speak into the woman of God's life? Okay, Apostle, like I know that you had spoke. I didn't know if you had any other announcements you wanted to make before I ask. Dr. Wright to pray us out.
I just wanted to say, let me look. I noticed something on Facebook about a program that Apostle Sandra Thomas is going to be speaking at. And so I know I had liked it and I had it on my page. And I know that people were, in order to attend it, you were actually supposed to register and things of that sort. So just want to call that to the attention of everybody. If you don't know about it or if you've forgotten about it, that the Women of Fire Conference 2017 is November 10th through 12th, and that's at the Chicago Marriott in Naperville at 1801 North Naper Boulevard. And so don't forget about that. And Apostle Sandra Thomas is one of the speakers there. So if you get an opportunity to go to the great conference and support Apostle Sandra Thomas, that would be awesome. So that's all I have.
Could you tag me in that and I could get it on my Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Dr. Wright, if you don't have any other announcements or anything more for us, I'm going to ask you to pray us out in prayer healing over the body of Christ.
Yes, woman of God. We just thank God. And I so was blessed by what Apostle Elect was sharing, because I know that, like she mentioned, even in the subtle things of our lives, that we are recognizable and that we are that winning church and that conquering church. And so, Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you now that, God, that we declare today that we are your conquering church, that we are those, God, that even in times of distress and trouble, God, that we are not desperate and we are not forsaken, that we are the church, the faith-filled church that you are seeking after. We commit our hearts to salt the earth, to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, that the people might come to know you as Jesus and Lord. We thank you, God, for this ministry and for this platform, for those that will hear it in seeds of righteousness, seeds of boldness, declaring victory and conquering will be brought forth in right living in the hearts of your people. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of the Monday Night Ministry. Thank you so much for calling in and listening and taking time out to make comments. And thank you for wanting to hear what the woman of God has said. I would like to say, don't forget, we will be back next Monday. Don't forget to call in every Friday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with one of our leaders, Elder Kathy Kendall, who speaks on God Still Heals. And every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will also be here on Blog Talk with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Mr. Brandon Kaiser with Talk. Don't you dare forget to hold this up in prayer. Don't you dare forget to hold up every man and woman of God assigned in according to this ministry that's ministering the Word of God for real, seriously, and on purpose, to forget to hold them up in prayer. And don't forget to ask God, if you are supposed to be a part of this ministry, to touch your heart. Let it be known and let us be aware that you want to be a part of this ministry. So do not forget our foundational scripture, which this ministry is held up by, this ministry is living by, and this ministry was developed on. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Keep that in your heart, on your mind, and in your spirit, and ask God to plant that word inside of your heart, that you would not forget it, would not leave it or forsake it. So until next Monday and until Friday and Sunday, we will look forward to sharing the word of God with you. So there's nothing you can do about it, but we love you with the love of the Lord. So until then, we say God bless you and amen. Good night.